بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. We would like to express our condolences on the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Al Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful Sahabi or companions. With me in the studio is the guest speaker, Sheikh Rouhani from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
There is a famous proverb in English language that says, do as you would be done by. We can say, if you do goodness to the others, they will do goodness to you. If you do, we can say, behave negatively with the others, you have to wait for the negative behaviors of the others. Also in Farsi we say anche ke avaz darat gele nadarat. We can say whatever you behave with the others, if it is good, you will be receiving good. If it is bad, you will be receiving bad. Nowadays in the world, the concept of Quran desecration and Quran burning is in the headlines, the toppest news of the Muslim lands, especially in Sweden. We can say the Quran was burned numerously in recent years. This has been done. Is it true from the side of Muslims now to, for example, burn the Bible or burn the Holy Scriptures in order to revenge, for example, Quran desecration? Is such behaviors at all approved by the religion of Islam, Shaykh?
No, never. Because we have a very explicit ayah in the Holy Quran, which very explicitly orders Muslim not to curse the Allah or the gods of the other religions, the sacred, let's say, gods of the other religions, because they will curse back your God. So it's a very explicit ayah in the Holy Quran mentioned and tell the Muslims that you have not the right to desecrate the, let's say, God and the those things that they worship.
Yes.
They should not land. They use the term land, which means curse.
Yes.
So it is very explicitly mentioned in the Holy Quran. That's why we see in the history of Islam, we do not find any Muslim who, for example, burned Bible, Torah, Injil, or for example, even Upanishad or the other, let's say, Zoroastrians and Hindus and Buddhists, let's say, sacred books, and none of Muslims burn them. Muslims always respect them, peacefully live together with non-Muslims in the history. We do not see any imam, any prophet who burned, for example, the sacred books of the other nations and the other religions.
Yes.
It is not allowed in Islam.
Yes.
Instead, Islam always tell Muslims that you have to respectfully live with the others, with non-Muslims. You have to have a very peaceful life. You have to have tolerance with the others. That is why we see that non-Muslims lived peacefully with Muslims at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. In Medina, we had Jews, we had Zoroastrians, we had Christians.
Yes.
In Islamic world, nowadays, look, Islamic of Republic of Iran is in a completely Islamic state.
Yes.
Look, we see we have Jews, we have Zoroastrians, we have, let's say, Christians living, Musabi'in living in Hawaz and the other areas of Iran. So that's why, and also in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Egypt, I don't know, in Arab, for example, world, we in Turkey, we have lots of non-Muslims living with Muslims peacefully while they are under the governance of the Muslims. So it is the history. The history of Islam tells us that Muslims always respected the other religions.
Yes.
Particularly respected the sacred books of the other nations, because it is, you know, it is meaningless. It makes no sense to burn, for example, a sacred book of other religions. And what will happen then?
Yes.
You know, if you, for example, if you are strong enough and powerful enough to fight against, for example, a religion, so you have to criticize that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show the weakness and the poor, for example, let's say, teachings and doctrines of that religion to the people. And you have to, for example, reason against that.
Yes.
By reasoning, by, let's say, rational kind of argumentations, you can show what is true, what is false, mm-hmm. by logic. And there's no need to burn, for example, a book. If you burn thousands of books, never, what will happen is nothing for you.
Yes.
You know, you achieve nothing, particularly nowadays.
Yes.
That every thing is available on this modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, for example, burn a book, then millions of people search that book in the internet and they find that and they read that.
Yes.
So, you know, it will have
so what do you think for you? The main reasons are, I mean, isn't it because of the misbehavior of some of the radical Muslims all across the world? For example, committing suicide bombing or attacking here and there, especially by ISIS, you know, and these extremists, have made a kind of harsh and violent picture of the Muslims in the minds of the Westerners. So some of them, which do not have enough knowledge about the religion of Islam, and we cannot accuse the others that say, okay, go and study about Islam and search and this and that. Usually the public and the illiterate do not have such a knowledge, so they go and burn it.
You know, we should know that sometimes we have bad people or evil people among, for example, Christians, among Jews, among Buddhists, among Hindus, among Muslims. But we should separate the, for example, true religion of Islam from those people. Look, for example, Hindus in India, sometimes there are some radical, let's say, extremist Hindus who sometimes, yes. for example, kill Buddhists, who kill Muslims. Should we say that it is Hinduism
mm-hmm.
totally that do such a thing against, for example, non-Hindus? Or there are sometimes Hindus and Buddhists in some of the Eastern Asian countries, like Rohingya, for example,
yes.
were killed by these people. So can we say that it is all the Buddhist people across the globe who are like that? Or, for example, there are sometimes radical Christians, radical Jews who do something against, for example, other people, other nations. Can we say that it is, can we blame it on the religion, on Judaism, on Christianity, on Hinduism and Buddhism? Of course not. So that's why, first of all, we should understand that the mainstream Muslim scholars, Muslim nation in the history, they respect it. They lived peacefully with non-Muslims. What we see in the history.
Yes.
So if in modern time, particularly in the 20th century, if we see sometimes that there are some very extremist and let's say radical kind of group by the name of Islam who do something and it is propagated worldwide
yes.
by the mass media, which is controlled by the Western powers,
yes.
at least this question should come to our mind that, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Islam is a religion that we've had it for 14 centuries, more mm-hmm. than 1,000 years, you know? So what happened now is totally opposed to what we have in the history. So now is it a new version of Islam? Is it something new? Is it something invented by, for example, a specific group of Muslims? So if that is the case, then it should not be blamed on Islam as a religion. That it is Islam, which, for example, we have that's such right. thing in Islam. So that's why there might be a kind of misunderstanding, misconception
yes.
of Islam, which is mostly caused by mass media in the West. You know, they
yes.
deliberately and actually purposefully, we can say, propagate against Islam, and they highlight this kind of misbehavior of some specific groups by the name of Islam.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
In the present Sweden, in Norway, in Denmark, you know, even in Denmark, for example, if you could remember, we can say Rasmus Paludan was the person who unfortunately burned the Quran, and he was burning Quran under police protection in Copenhagen, Denmark in 2019, okay? So how the police of a country is going to protect a person who is burning the Holy Quran without reading the book?
Yeah,
this is a book, you know. Yeah, a book course. Must be read, not to be burned.
Yeah. You know, the something which is really ironic and very interesting is this, that they believe in freedom of expression. Mm-hmm. If you go to Denmark, for example, or Sweden,
yes,
they tell you that, yeah, we have this freedom of expression. Now, if you really believe in freedom of expression, Quran is an expression.
Yes.
You know, it is something expressed by the Islam in that book. So if you believe in freedom of expression, why do you burn an expression?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really illogical and irrational. Yes. Because if something is like an expressed thing, so if you believe, if you support, for example, freedom of expression, then how can you stop an expression? How you can ban and limit an expression? Because Quran is still an expression. It's nothing else. It's expression. So can you, for example, can you at the same time saying that, yeah, we believe in freedom of expression, we perform it, we actually apply it in our life, but at the same time, you do not allow an expression?
Yes.
You know, isn't it like contradictory with what we see, you know?
Okay.
So that is why under the title of freedom of expression, they try to ban an expression itself.
Yes.
This is really ironic. This is really interesting that we should always take into consideration.
Interrogators at the Guantanamo, the Bay Base, you know, unfortunately, there have been so many allegations of the deliberate desecration of the Quran in front of Muslim prisoners, you know. It was a U.S. military investigation, you know. But the Quran desecrations of the personals were taking place over there. There have been so many other cases in Bangladesh. Even we can say in the other countries, unfortunately, they have desecrated the Quran. But as you said, the religion of Islam never invites the people and the Muslims to burn a book. Not only Holy Scriptures, but a book. A book is to be, as you said, read out, is to be, as you said, criticized. So if you got any criticism regarding the teachings of Islam, you have to refer to the ulama of Islam, and we have to refer to the ayahs of the Holy Quran, which is in confirmation of the previous religions too. This is a media game too, isn't it, Shaykh?
Of course, as I told you, yes. You know, if you go to the among the normal people, ordinary people, you know?
Yes.
Now, for example, if you go to that Stockholm, or for example, that city in which
Sweden, Copenhagen, Sweden, Sweden, yes, Denmark.
In Copenhagen, in Denmark, if you go in that city, look, thousands of Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, people living peacefully together.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem. The same city, you know, the Copenhagen.
Yes.
Then, unfortunately, mass media come, and then, for example, governments come, governors, I don't know, some kind of political approaches come to these kind of issues, and they together try to just make use of it, sometimes misuse, you know? They try to just, what we can say, achieve their own interests by just burning something like Quran in that city.
That's
to
right.
Just, I don't know, to unfortunately, to misuse those people or to, let's say, what we can say, motivate, for example, people against each other. You know, it is mostly, as you rightly mentioned, it's a kind of game which is played sometimes by media, sometimes by the governors, by the government's political kind of figures.
That's
otherwise, for the normal people, for the ordinary people, as they live together in the history peacefully with each other, they can live till the end of the world's life peacefully with each other. That because always we have different religions, always we have different schools of thought, always we have different nations, different tribes, different people, different cultures. It is the nature of this world, you know, it is the nature of the globe.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. So many countries all across the world condemn the Quran desecration in Sweden, which took place this year during Eid al-Adha. We hope that the countries who claim to be the supporters of the freedom of speech and freedom of expression, we can say, do not replace it with the disrespectful actions against the religious beliefs and the religious values of the other countries. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Do not forget in your du'as and supplications on the sessions and the majalis that you attend during the holy months of Muharram, during the months of Muharram, especially on the days of Tasua and Ashura. Do not forget to visit our website too at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن